This is Health Matters, discussing the role of emotion in broken spirit diseases, illnesses that are linked to entire cultural suffering from historical trauma.
Emotions are the heart of the problem. Depression, anger, feeling worthless, helpless, frustration, resentment. These emotional legacies of historical trauma are passed on because the violence experienced by earlier generations continues. Subsequent generations face degraded and often violent life conditions, a range of severe hardships that includes racism and poverty.
Troubled emotions impact the body directly. Consider posture. Is someone slumped over with depression, rigid with anger, tensed up, tight-fisted, and ready to fight?
Or consider facial expressions and tone of voice. Just as a visible body reveals a huge range of responses to the tides of emotion, the interior body has a many-layered set of responses.
A story told by a Mayan herbalist from Guatemala illustrates the point. A healthy 6-month-old Mayan infant with a good appetite, a lusty cry, and clear responsiveness to attention suddenly changed. He became silent and listless. He didn't want to nurse. As the days went by, the child became weak and rarely opened his eyes. Worried by the striking change from thriving to such a sorry state, the mother went to the village herbalist, who was not able to help. So the herbalist took the mother to a Mayan medicine man a few hours away.
The medicine man held the child for a while. He soothed the facial muscles, the little hands and arms, the chest, the back and legs. He hummed very softly as he did so. Eventually, the infant's eyes opened and he looked around.
The medicine man handed the child back to the mother and said, "He wants to feed now," and the infant began to suck its mother's breast in earnest. The herbalist asked the medicine man what he had discovered. He said the child was traumatized some days past by the violently loud noise of a military jet made when it flew very low over the area.
The herbalist remembered that day, remembered the shock of it to her own body. A passing terror went through her. She knew her terror was a visceral response to the overwhelming noise. Her body instinctively perceived it as a threat. When there is a sudden terror like that, the heart beats faster. Sometimes the throat constricts. Sometimes the lung muscles constrict.
Anxiety can cause similar reactions. The heart speeds up. The body starts to sweat. Chest muscles tense up. In cases of chronic anxiety, constricted muscles around the lungs eventually affect the breathing, which becomes more shallow. Sometimes a person feels they can't get enough air.
These inner body responses to emotions of fear, rage, or anxiety tax the system. A body taxed repeatedly by difficult emotions experiences begin to break down. Immunity is compromised. Organs can become less efficient, as is the case with the shallow breathing brought on by anxiety.
A body shutdown can happen over time or be triggered in an instant. The Mayan infant who failed to thrive demonstrates how a one-time shock caused a systemic shutdown that might have led to death.
The nervous system works on two levels. One, called the autonomic nervous system, is automatic. The other, the central nervous system, works through conscious intentions. Microscopic imagery of our inner workings show that both levels of the nervous system generate and transport electrified fluids.
In cases of shock, these fluids can be congealed. If neural fluids congeal, this slows down the spinal cord activity, which seems to be what happened with the Mayan infant.
The Mayan story dramatizes the difference between the autonomic and central nervous system. The infant's autonomic nervous system was traumatized. The autonomic nervous system is connected to the viscera and the basic life functions.
But the herbalist, who also responded with involuntary terror, knew the source of the violent noise and passed it off, giving us an example of how the central nervous system is under voluntary control.
Our capacity to voluntary control problematic emotions is directly related to our sense of well-being. The mind that understands its negative emotions can control their impact on the body.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.